At Southfield School, it's a purpose-built school for children with learning difficulties and autism and such likes. It is literally, what, 30 foot from where we're standing, from the gates of New Barnfield.
And it's the existence of this school that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why you're opposed to the incinerator. What are your concerns, though, about this school being so close and on the road that the lorries would be coming and going along?
We're looking at, 180 HGVs going into this place daily. Now, obviously, there are implications with people dropping the kids off at school, the kids actually being in the school, and the noise and the disruption this thing's going to cause them.
Pollution as well? Is that something that's of concern?
There is certainly an element of pollution. I mean, obviously, with the incinerator itself, there's this massive argument about whether, the emissions are toxic or whether they're not toxic. HGVs coming past this door, 180 HGV, vehicles give off toxic fumes. I mean, the exhaust fumes in their own right, are toxic. It makes you want to weep sometimes, it really does.
Well, speaking about weeping, there's also something that it's a personal fight for you. We're about to walk to that place, and you're about to tell me exactly what it is that's hurting you so much when you think about the potential that this incinerator has. So let's just walk off over there.
Yeah, sure thing. We're going up to Bunchley's Pond. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we actually get there. This is actually where I caught my first fish. This is where I cut my teeth as an angler. So when I was 10, 11 years old, all of us kids from school, we used to pile up here during the summer holidays, and the place would just be crawling with kids fishing. I mean, I was up here yesterday, just walking, just coming up again for a bit of a breather. I would imagine every couple of weeks I'll come up here. Once every couple of weeks, let's say.
So this incinerator, these proposals, suffocating, I think you've said, this could change everything about this place, couldn't it, you say?
Oh, absolutely everything. Absolutely. Although they're not physically building on this piece of... they're not filling the pond in. They're not changing these footpaths in any way, shape or form. They will still be here. But just on the other side of those trees there...
Well, let's talk about these trees first,
because
one of the things that is pretty obvious to me, we're very cocooned in here, so this is a very sort of self-contained place of peace. So how can that be affected by something that's beyond those trees? It's away from here.
If this thing gets built, it's a 45-metre high dome, a massive great thing. It's 120 metres in circumference, this dome of theirs, and then there's two dirt great 75-metre chimneys sticking out of the top of it. The trees, as I say, I reckon they're, 15 metres high, top whack. The dome is 45 metres high. So we're looking at three times the height of the trees here. On top of that, you've got the noise that this thing's going to make. There will be vibration, there will be noise. And as I say, it's separated from the edge of the pond by the width of a road. Now that road is the service road that actually leads in and out of the tipping bays of the incinerator. So basically every single vehicle that's going to come in and out of this building enters and exits, within metres of the edge of this pond. Even the doors will make a noise. There'll be a constant swishing of the doors. So you've got the vehicle approaching, the doors go, the vehicle goes in. And then, of course, it'll be reversing into the bays. So this vehicle's reversing, this vehicle is reversing. Caution, this vehicle is reversing. And that beeping noise constantly. Because these are coming in every couple of minutes. It's not like there's one and then we wait an hour and then another one comes in. You're getting them one every couple of minutes coming into this place.
This water never dries up, so I'm guessing that it's quite a reliable habitat. For what sort of wildlife? What are we talking about?
There's a massive fish stock in here. There are newts in this pond. You've got the full works up here. It's quite unbelievable that you're so close to a town.
Well, let's talk about the town. Let's go and have a look over the footbridge. Let's look at this community that say that their lives will be turned upside down by this.
Let's do that.
Off we go.
Yeah, let's walk down. It's just a 5-minute walk away. As we're walking down again, you'll notice when we've got woodland on the side here. This thing has actually generated more opposition, more responses than any other plan that Herts County Council have ever put forward. They sent out something like, 8,421 leaflets and such likes to people promoting the incinerator. All the nice glossy leaflets telling everyone how wonderful this thing is. They got back 6,310 responses. Just 10 were people actually in favour of this thing.
A matter of how many tens of hours to go, you have that final opportunity to appeal to the people that will make a decision that potentially changes your life, as you've been describing. What would you say to them?
Stop. Put the brakes on just for a minute. I mean, you've spent umpteen thousands of pounds on this thing. Now, I'm hoping, above all hopes, that you've wasted that money. And I hope, when the elections come along, do you get called to account for wasting that amount of money, for not actually listening to the electorate of Hatfield.